Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Hopefully y'all didn't have too busy of a weekend. Hopefully there was not a whole lot of pipes bursting and whatnot. And hopefully people kept their faucets dripping and their cabinets under the sink open so they didn't have to deal with those issues. But should warm up this week. As a matter of fact, I see the news on, and late this week we're going to actually hit the 70s, believe it or not. So the bipolar weather of Georgia is coming along. So we'll get a little heat wave this week, but that's enough of meteorologist Dylan for this morning. Anywho, shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, getting their last few moments of rest and relaxation of the weekend before they got to get up and start their week. Or maybe you have a long weekend for some reason and you got today off. Either way goes, however you're listening, I appreciate you. Make sure you download the Odyssey app and take your boy in the radio station wherever you are. And you can listen wherever, whenever, on the go or in the car, whatever you want to do. Just make sure you download the free Odyssey app today. But got a lot to get into. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Falcons head coaching search as they have confirmed they've interviewed more candidates. There are reports that they're going to bring in some more coaches besides Bill Belichick for a second interview. And they're going to bring one other coach in for an initial interview with teams as well. So even though everybody wanted to hire Belichick a couple of days ago, it seems like the Falcons said, hold on, wait a minute. We ain't done with this search quite yet. Now, I will say this. Some of these next couple interviews, they are, I hate to say obligated to do, but that is the case to fulfill the Rooney Rule. Now, it could be a case where even though they're obligated to do it, they're actually interested in talking to these coaches. So we'll see what transpires there. But there are a couple of coaches that they have requested second interviews for. That's interesting. So we'll get to that in about 17 minutes time. But we also have to talk about Trae Young suffering a concussion in the Hawks' loss Saturday night to the Cavaliers. We'll get to that in about 36 minutes time, but we will start by reacting to what was a fun divisional weekend in the NFL. The NFL divisional round is now done. The Final Four is set. The Ravens going to be hosting the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and the 49ers, the fighting Day-Day Lewis's, are going to be hosting the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game. The Lions making the championship game for the first time since 1991, only the second time in franchise history. So it's going to be, it was actually funny. Josh Hagedorn was working the overnight shift, and Day-Day and I both came in, and Day-Day's obviously hyped up that the 49ers won, but Josh, he's a Lions fan, as you all probably remember. And, you know, there was just a little bit. It didn't start too much yet, but there was just a little bit of back and forth between Day-Day and Josh. You know, Josh got a little too hyped up, and Day-Day said, oh, don't get too hyped up yet. Still got to go through San Fran. And Day-Day threw in a nice little jab there. He said, y'all got to come outside this week. Y'all got to be outside this week. Now, granted, outside is in San Francisco, so it's a little bit better than Detroit outside, but it still is outside, and it's a little bit cooler in San Francisco these days nonetheless. But it was all funny, you know, all good harmless trash talk. So, but, you know, during the week, it might get a little more toxic as that game gets closer. You know, it's all honky-dory, and it's, you know, some good back and forth on Monday. But when Friday hit, it might be different. That trash talk might get a little more amped up, you know what I'm saying? But no, I'm joking, but no, it was funny. But it should be a really good game, as should the AFC Championship game as well. And again, the divisional round was fun. And look, the Texans, I do respect the Texans for hanging around as long as they did. But we knew the Ravens were going to turn it up at some point. We knew the Ravens could not waste away this opportunity to get to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 2012, I believe. Last time they were in the AFC Championship game was the last time they went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, when it was the Harbaugh Bowl, when it was John and Jim in the Super Bowl, when Jim was obviously the head coach of the 49ers. But it seemed like, again, this was the best opportunity for the Ravens to get that playoff win, get back to the AFC Championship game, and Lamar turned it up a notch, especially in the second half. I mean, what? He finished the game with two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. He did his thing. And that Ravens defense, again, you know, the offense took a little longer than maybe we expected to get going, but they got going, and that Ravens defense was going all night, only allowing C.J. Stroud and the Texans offense 10 points. So you just felt like, okay, this is the Ravens' time to get that playoff win and get over that hump, because the last few years under Lamar Jackson, when they've been in the postseason, seems like they couldn't get out of the wild card round or get out of the divisional round. Now, they were playing some good teams. They were taking on the Bills, taking on the Bengals in 1 year, I believe. So taking on some tough teams, but it's always like, man, they just can't seem to get over that first round or that wild card round, but they did it this weekend, and a nice 34-10 win over the Houston Texans has the Baltimore Ravens, the one-seeded Baltimore Ravens, in the AFC Championship game. Now, that was the first game on Saturday. The second game on Saturday between the number one-seeded team in the NFC and the actually last seed in the NFC, the Packers. That was a pretty good game, and Jordan Love had us all thinking for a minute. Is Jordan Love about to take down the number two seed in wild card weekend in the Eagles? Or actually not the number two seed, but what were they? They actually the five seed or something like that. But anyway, were they going to take down the reigning NFC champions in the Philadelphia Eagles and then the number one seed 49ers the week after? He was close. But that 49ers defense made big plays towards the end of that ball game, and the 49ers did what they had to do. But Jordan Love, he made it close. And he made the 49ers faithful sweat a little bit. But, again, two turnovers for Jordan Love, two interceptions was the difference, and that was hard to overcome at the end. He finishes the game 21 of 34, 194 yards, two touchdowns and two interceptions. Like I told you, Aaron Jones had another nice game, 18 carries for 108 yards. He was the main source of the Packers' running game. They had 28 carries for 136 yards. But, again, Jordan Love had those two interceptions, and that was really the difference there. Couple of dropped interceptions for the Packers, though. They had some opportunities. That defense had some opportunities. Darnell Savage, I remember, dropped an interception, and there was a couple of others, too. They were getting some pressure on Brock Purdy early, and they were making Brock Purdy feel a little bit uncomfortable, but Brock Purdy had to work for everything, and that Packers defense, I think, came through a lot stronger than a lot of people may have thought. Brock Purdy, though, finishes 23 of 39, 252 yards, threw for a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey, CMC, 17 carries, 98 yards, two touchdowns. He had a nice game. And George Kittle had a big game. 49ers tight end, four receptions, 81 yards, and caught the lone Brock Purdy touchdown pass. So, again, 49ers had to sweat it out a little bit against a Packers team that, look, I'm glad the Falcons had in week two and was able to get that win, but that Packers team, even they went through a lull at the middle part of the season, they came on strong towards the end after, again, that win over the Lions on Thanksgiving. They really turned it up ever since then, and they went on a run, got hot, won a playoff game, obviously, beat the Cowboys. Actually, yeah, that's what I was thinking. The Packers did beat the Cowboys. It was the Buccaneers that beat the Eagles. So the Packers did take down the two-seeded Cowboys, and they almost took down the one-seeded 49ers. I knew they took down the two-seed. I just had my teams and my seeds mixed up. But anywho, the Packers fought a good fight, but 49ers just a little too much for the Packers. And Brock Purdy and that 49er offense, Christian McCaffrey, they are going to the NFC Championship game yet again. So those were the two games on Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, Buccaneers and Lions. That one didn't disappoint either. Buccaneers tried to make a comeback late, but oh, Baker. Had a chance to go on a game-tying drive, but early on in that drive, threw an interception, and that would seal the game. But look, that game was good really through the whole way too. The Lions did end up going up two scores obviously late in that game, but Buccaneers put a nice touchdown drive together, decided to go for two, which I get it. You go for two on that first touch, you're down. So the scenario was you're down two scores. You go for two the first time. So the one out of the two scores that you need, you go for two the first time. And if you get it, then you can win it in regulation. If you get that second touchdown, you need to tie the game. You can win it with just an extra point. But if you don't get it, then you can just go for two again to tie it. So I get it. I get why you do it. To me, it's not really smart. Why don't you just kick the extra point? And if you want to go for two, just go for two at the end. But I guess you take the tie. So I don't know. I get it. But I think in a playoff game, I think you just take the two kicks there and get your shot in overtime. But it is what it is. And they didn't even get the second touchdown they need. So at the end of the day, it don't really matter. But Jared Goff. I heard them talking about the broadcast. Jared Goff really has developed. You can tell his confidence is there now. You can tell he is comfortable with that team. He is comfortable running that offense. And he even said it himself, and they were talking about this on the broadcast too, where last week against the Rams, he heard, and again, this is with one of the all-time great Lions, Matthew Stafford coming back in the building. They were chanting Jared Goff's name. And he said how comfortable that made him feel and how that gave him a calm Not added pressure. You know, sometimes you have people chanting your name. Well, okay, I got to really turn up now. And that makes you maybe press a little bit and gives you an added pressure. Not for Jared Goff. That gave Jared Goff a calmness. Like, okay, I got the city behind me. I'm about to go put the city on my back and go get us a playoff win. And he did that against the Rams. And he did it again against the Buccaneers on Sunday. Jared Goff finished 30 of 43, 287 yards, two touchdowns. And, again, just looked really, really solid. Really, really good. That play-action game doing wonders for the Lions. They were able to run the ball pretty well, too. 26 carries, 114 yards for the Lions. Total, Jahmyr Gibbs had a nice day. 9 carries for 74 yards and a touchdown. A long 31-yard touchdown run included in that. And look, the Buccaneers, nice story coming out of the NFC South, winning the playoff game. Baker threw three touchdowns, but also had the two interceptions. So that was tough there. Chiefs and Bills, real quick, another classic. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen gave us back and forth affair, back and forth, back and forth. But that Tyler Bass missed field goal at the end made the difference. And Patrick Mahomes said it didn't matter that I was on the road. Didn't matter that they were throwing snowballs in Buffalo all night at the opposition at the Chiefs. They still got the job done, and they're headed to the AFC Championship game for a sixth straight season. Patrick Mahomes has not missed a AFC Championship game since he's been the starter. He's been in the AFC Championship game every single year he's been a starter in the NFL. That's crazy. That's greatness right there. All right, when we come back, again, the Falcons head coaching search. Some people thought it was wrapped up, but hold on. Wait a minute. Seems like the Falcons head coaching search is still wide open. We'll talk about it in five right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you are doing well. Probably hear this song during the Super Bowl halftime performance. If you don't know, Usher is going to be performing at halftime, the Apple Music halftime show, I believe now it's called. But I would almost guarantee this is going to be one of the songs that we hear, and I'm going to be crunk. This is my jam in fifth grade. I was telling the morning shift on Friday how much I love this song, in the fifth grade especially. And I still love it now, but anywho, this will definitely be, I'm sure, one of the hits that Usher pulls out. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We have to update you on the latest news when it comes to the Falcons looking for and trying to find their new head coach. They completed interviews on, well, really throughout the weekend, and I will update you on just what the Falcons did and who they interviewed over the weekend. And what it could possibly mean to the Falcons head coaching search. So, over the weekend, starting with Friday. Well, actually, we can start with, starting with Friday. The Falcons interviewed Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. They also completed a second interview with former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. That was on Friday. So they had the virtual interview with Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, completed a in-person second interview with former Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Then they completed a virtual interview with Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris on Saturday. Saturday, they also interviewed Bills interim offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Joe Brady. Those two interviews happened on Saturday. Sunday, they interviewed the Falcons interviewed Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick. That was a virtual interview. And then on Sunday, they also interviewed Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for their head coaching job. Ben Johnson, obviously the Lions offensive coordinator. So those all the interviews that happened really over the weekend or since I've talked to you last. I know Friday technically, you know, Friday, some of those were technically during the workday still, but you get what I'm saying. So again, they had a virtual interview with Aaron Glenn on Friday, an in-person second interview with Bill Belichick. Then on Saturday, virtual interview with Rams DC Raheem Morris, virtual interview with Bills interim offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Joe Brady. Then Sunday, virtual interview with Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick and virtual interview with Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. So those are the ones the Falcons have confirmed. We know that the Falcons did this. They confirmed it. They put it on social media. However, there are reports, multiple reports, from obviously the reliable sources of the Ian Rappaports, the Tom Pelisseros of the world, that the Falcons are going to have a in-person interview, a second interview that's going to be in person with Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. So that report is out there as well. There are also multiple reports that the Falcons are planning to have a second interview with Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan, Panthers defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero, and there are also reports that they're going to have an interview with former head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel, as well. So, a second interview with Jim Harbaugh. I mean, that's, again, that's not, as bad as it sounds, that's not them fulfilling any rules. That is them genuinely wanting a second interview with Jim Harbaugh. They'd only, if they didn't feel like he was a really good potential candidate, they wouldn't have interviewed him more than once, or they wouldn't plan on interviewing him more than once. Same goes for Brian Callahan. They're not obligated to have an in-person interview with him or have a second interview with him. That's some genuine interest right there. Not to say the other ones aren't, but again, obviously they have to fulfill some rules and check boxes. But again, the point of all this is that we think this job could possibly be wrapped up. I'm here to tell you it's far from being wrapped up. I think Jim Harbaugh is obviously in the mix getting a second interview. Brian Callahan, the Bengals offensive coordinator, if he's getting a second interview, he's in the mix too. Then, obviously, they're going to have Ejiro Evero, the, again, Panthers DC, come in for a second interview. He could possibly be in the mix as well. So, I think this thing is far from over. Now, could we still get a decision by this week? Of course. We definitely could. But now I'm starting to think, might not be this week. Could be next week. They got to conduct these second interviews this week. And, of course, they can knock out second interviews today, tomorrow. But it seemed like everybody was, oh, it's over. It's Bill Belichick. He's going to be the guy. Go ahead and get ready. He's going to be our next head coach. And I won't lie, I won't cap. It did seem like that was the direction it was going. But now, with the reports that they're going to bring in Jim Harbaugh for a second interview, Brian Callahan for a second interview, it seems like maybe the Falcons' minds aren't made up. Maybe Arthur Blank isn't setting his ways on Bill Belichick. Maybe something happened in the second interview. I don't know. Who knows? But what I do know is this head coaching search ain't over. I think it's far from over. And look, if it is Belichick, I'm hoping that he won't want complete control of personnel decisions and options. And maybe that was something that was maybe a little bit of a disconnect in the second interview, because obviously we know Terry Fontenot was there along with Rich McKay during that second interview. And maybe what Belichick was saying he wanted, and maybe that wasn't kosher. Maybe all the duties he was possibly trying to take away from Terry Fontenot, because we know Belichick was basically the GM and the coach in New England. Maybe that wasn't flying this time around. But again, that's complete speculation. I am just spitballing here. So who knows? It still could be Bill Belichick, but I like Jim Harbaugh. I think him coming in for a second interview is very promising, and I am very encouraged by that, because I do think Harbaugh would be the best candidate here. Again, he's got everything the Falcons would want in a head coach. He's got experience, but he's still fairly youthful. He can still be around for the next 7 to 10 years as the Falcons head coach. And I would be comfortable with Jim Harbaugh either going to get a quarterback that's win now or drafting a quarterback, because obviously he played the position. He's had success with NFL and college quarterbacks. Remember, he coached Andrew Luck at Stanford. He did a great job with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco. And then we saw what he did with J.J. McCarthy winning a national championship with Michigan. So I would be cool with if they went to go get a quarterback that's win now and they drafted a quarterback maybe in the later rounds of the NFL draft. That could be something that Jim Harbaugh most definitely does. So I think Harbaugh is ultimately the best candidate. I know, again, he had his moments and his rough patches at Michigan, I guess, with the whole, you know, sign stealing thing and all that. Now, again, the stuff he was caught for cheating or the way he cheated in college is legal in the NFL. I will point that out, but still, you don't want anybody that necessarily breaks the rules, but his track record is proven. He wins wherever he goes. He won at Stanford. He nearly got the 49ers a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl, when he was in San Fran, and he got a national championship in Michigan. He wins. So I really, really, really like the fact that they're bringing in Jim Harbaugh for a second interview. I like Bobby Slowick. Again, it's going to be hard to replicate what he was able to do with C.J. Stroud, and a lot of that is D'Amico Ryans, too. Don't want to take any credit away from D'Amico because he should be a definite Coach of the Year candidate. I know Kevin Stefanski from Cleveland, what he did with four quarterbacks is going to be up there as well. But what D'Amico Ryans was able to do this year in Houston, I mean, absolutely amazing. But Bobby Slowick, a big part of that too as his offensive coordinator. That's why D'Amico brought him from San Fran and wanted him to be his OC. I'll be good, Bobby Slowick. I like Ben Johnson. I like Aaron Glenn too as well, the Lions DC. So a lot of good candidates out there, and I'm happy the Falcons, it doesn't seem like they're at all rushing through this. It seems like they are definitely doing their due diligence. And again, it did seem like for a second that maybe Bill Belichick was the guy. Maybe Arthur Blank did have his sights always set on Bill Belichick, but I don't think that's the case now. I think they're showing that that's not the case. So we'll see. It'll be very interesting who the Falcons end up going with, and it'll be a very, very interesting week because it could happen this week. It also could happen next week, but I think we'll get a lot of big developments when it comes to the Falcons head coaching search this week. So make sure you stay tapped right here on 929 The Game. We'll give you the latest. We'll keep you updated, give you all the breaking news. So make sure you're staying tuned in to 929 The Game throughout this Falcons head coaching search and after, because we're bringing you the best Falcons coverage in all the land. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about the Atlanta Hawks a little bit. Trae Young has suffered a concussion, and it comes really at a very, very inconvenient time. We'll get into it. We'll do it in five right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Oh, man, I just saw that was Tyler Bass's who missed, obviously, the Bills kicker who missed the field goal with about a little over 90 seconds left in the game. That was his first career miss on a game-tying or go-ahead field goal attempt within the final 2 minutes. Man, what a bad time for that to be your first miss in that situation. And you could just see it that he was obviously hurting after that miss, because he makes that kick, game is tied. Patrick Mahomes and company still has plenty of time to go get just a field goal to win it, but still, you would have liked at least to put that pressure on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and allow your defense a chance to get a stop and maybe force overtime. But with that miss, obviously the Chiefs are able to just get the ball. They got a first down and they ran the clock out. So tough miss there for Tyler Bass. So again, he's been a pretty good kicker, but picked a bad time to miss. But again, a fun NFL divisional round weekend. We recapped that in the opening segment. But right now, we have to focus on one of our other local teams. Talked about, obviously, the Falcons head coaching search last segment and how I think it's still very much wide open. I know it seemed like Bill Belichick was going to run away with it. Seemed like he was maybe the favorite, but it does not look like that anymore. They requested a second interview with Jim Harbaugh. They requested a second interview with Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan. Requested a second interview with Panthers defensive coordinator Yajiro Evero. So it seems like it's still very much up in the air who could be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. They also think reportedly want to interview Mike Vrabel, too, former Tennessee Titans head coach. So ain't no telling who the Falcons are looking at right now. But the other local team we have to look at is the Atlanta Hawks, because, man, I thought the Hawks were going to mess around and try to turn this thing around. 3 wins in a row, including back-to-back game winners from DeJounte Murray. Obviously got the game-winning shot as time expired against the Orlando Magic. Then he messed around on Friday and hit the game winner with just about, 2 seconds left against the Miami Heat. Got a big win in Miami to take down the Heat with no Trae Young. I was like, okay, show me something then, Hawks. And then Saturday happens. Now, part of the reason the Hawks lost 116-95 to the Cleveland Cavaliers is because Trae Young did exit that game early with a concussion. I believe he left sometime in the third quarter. I'll have it for you here in just a second. Yes, he left the game with 8:43 remaining. Actually, I think this is in the fourth quarter. He was trying to take a charge. Look at Trae, man. Don't nobody tell me ever again that Trae Young doesn't play defense, because he has been trying this year, and he gosh darn got himself a concussion trying to take a charge, trying to play some defense and make a big play. Anywho, with 8:43 remaining in the game, he took a charge and got hit in the face by an inadvertent elbow from Isaac Okoro, excuse me. Stayed on the court for a few minutes, then walked back to the locker room and did not return. No timetable for Trae Young's return right now. Obviously, with a concussion, he's got to go through the league's concussion protocol to ensure he is symptom-free before he resumes any basketball activities. He was already out with Friday's game, as we mentioned. DeJounte Murray hit the buzzer beater. He was out with an illness on Friday, and he had 15 points in the loss to the Cavaliers before he left the game. Right now, Trae having a really, really good season, putting it together. He's had a really good month of December, had a really good January so far as well. Right now, he's averaging 26.9 points per game and is second in the league with 10.8 assists per game. So just really hate it for the Hawks and Trae Young, because, again, as soon as it seems like they were getting a little bit of a rhythm, as soon as it seemed like they were getting a little bit of momentum, Trae Young goes down, gets a concussion, And again, this is where DeJounte Murray has to step up. Obviously, he stepped up against Miami. And now we don't know how long Trey's going to be out with that concussion. Hopefully, it's not too long. But concussions can sometimes be tricky. And hopefully, DeJounte can step up in the absence of Trey Young. They do take on the Sacramento Kings tonight with some late night Hawks basketball action on NBA TV. You can hear that game, though, as you can hear every single Atlanta Hawks game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Our coverage starts at 9:30 with the pregame with Mike Conti. And then tip with Steve Holman, going to start at 10 p.m. So not even going front. Probably not going to be up for this Hawks game tonight. We'll see. But, you know, I got an early bedtime so I can talk to you all and have plenty of energy in the morning. But we'll see. I might catch the first quarter. We'll see. Anywho, they're on their West Coast swing starting tonight. They got the Kings, obviously, tonight. They got Golden State on Wednesday. Then they got the Mavs on Friday before they return home and take on the Raptors on Sunday. So we'll see how the Hawks fare. But, again, still no breaks throughout the rest of this month of January. Now they're going to have to find a way to win some very important games without Trae Young here as they come down the stretch of the month of January because, again, got the Kings. They're a pretty good ball club. I'll give you their record here in just a second. But you got the Kings. You got Golden State. Obviously, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. I mean, that's still a solid squad, even though they have not been that great this year. Then you take on the Mavericks, who have been really solid this year as well. The Kings, going back to them tonight, they're 23-18. The Warriors, 18-22. So, again, they've been struggling a little bit. Hopefully you can beat up on a struggling Warriors team. The Mavericks, though, 24-18. They're solid. Raptors, 16-27. You want to win that game. Keep the Raptors below you in the East. Right now, the Hawks are 10th in the East, but I believe the Raptors are right below them in the standings. Actually, it's Brooklyn, then Toronto. Brooklyn is in 11th with 17 wins. They're 17-25. Toronto's 18-27. And then to close out the month again, you have the Lakers, who are 22-22. So no real breaks. The Raptors, you struggle with the Raptors a little bit. I think you've split the season series so far, so no guarantees there. But if you can find a way to win at least what we have, 5 games left in the month, give me 3 out of 5. Give me 3 out of 5, and I think that'll be all right. That at least keeps you somewhat afloat as far as your standing in the East and your journey to at least get back to 500. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to do, but they're going to have to at least play maybe a couple of games, 3 games without Trae Young. We shall see. But hopefully he gets better, but definitely don't want to play with concussions. Don't want to have to bring him back too early. So, DeJounte, I know they've been talking about trading you, my boy, but we're going to need you to step up as long as you're here. Now, I do want to have the discussion at some point this week, and maybe it'll actually happen as we get closer to the NBA trade deadline. But should the Hawks trade DeJounte? To me, it all depends on what you get back for him, because I need a good bit back for him if we're going to trade him. But I can't say I'm against trading him either because we tried it. I'm just not sure it works. Like, them on the court together just doesn't work, and that's the most important thing. Like, when they're – it's great to have DeJounte as kind of like your de facto backup point guard, but when they're on the court together, it doesn't mesh as well as it should. So, but that's a – different discussion for a little bit of a different day at some point down the road here. But one discussion we do need to have, we need to have a discussion with the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we got to see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the Morning Shift. We will do that next and wrap up a Monday edition of the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Oh, man, I just saw that was Tyler Bass's who missed, obviously, the Bills kicker who missed the field goal with about a little over 90 seconds left in the game. That was his first career miss on a game-tying or go-ahead field goal attempt within the final 2 minutes. Man, what a bad time for that to be your first miss in that situation. And you could just see it that he was obviously hurting after that miss because he makes that kick. Game is tied. Patrick Mahomes and company still has plenty of time to go get just a field goal to win it. But still, you would have liked at least to put that pressure on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and allow your defense a chance to get a stop and maybe force overtime. But with that miss, obviously the Chiefs are able to just get the ball. They got a first down, and they ran the clock out. So, tough miss there for Tyler Bass. So, again, he's been a pretty good kicker, but picked a bad, 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 bad time to miss. But, again, a fun NFL divisional round weekend. We recapped that in the opening segment. But right now, we have to focus on one of our other local teams. Talked about, obviously, the Falcons head coaching search last segment and how I think it's still very much wide open. I know it seemed like Bill Belichick was going to run away with it. Seemed like he was maybe the favorite, but it does not look like that anymore. They requested a second interview with Jim Harbaugh. They requested a second interview with Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan. Requested a second interview with Panthers defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero. So it seems like it's still very much up in the air who could be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. They also, I think, reportedly want to interview Mike Vrabel, too, former Tennessee Titans head coach. So ain't no telling who the Falcons are looking at right now. But the other local team we have to look at is the Atlanta Hawks because, man, I thought the Hawks were going to mess around and try to turn this thing around. 3 wins in a row, including back-to-back game winners from DeJounte Murray. Obviously got the game-winning shot as time expired against the Orlando Magic. Then he messed around on Friday and hit the game winner with just about, what, 2 seconds left against the Miami Heat. Got a big win in Miami to take down the Heat with no Trae Young. I was like, okay, show me something then, Hawks. And then Saturday happens. Now, part of the reason the Hawks lost 116-95 to the Cleveland Cavaliers is because Trae Young did exit that game early with a concussion. I believe he left sometime in the third quarter. I'll have it for you here in just a second. Yes, he left the game with 8:43 remaining. Actually, I think this is in the fourth quarter. He was trying to take a charge. Look at Trae, man. Don't nobody tell me ever again that Trae Young doesn't play defense, because he has been trying this year, and he gosh darn got himself a concussion trying to take a charge, trying to play some defense and make a big play. Anywho, with 8:43 remaining in the game, he took a charge and got hit in the face by an inadvertent elbow from Isaac Okoro. Stayed on the court for a few minutes, then walked back to the locker room and did not return. No timetable for Trae Young's return right now. Obviously, with a concussion, he's got to go through the league's concussion protocol to ensure he is symptom-free before he resumes any basketball activities. He was already out with Friday's game, as we mentioned. DeJounte Murray hit the buzzer beater. He was out with an illness on Friday, and he had 15 points in the loss to the Cavaliers before he left the game. Right now, Trae having a really, really good season, putting it together. He's had a really good month of December, had a really good January so far as well. Right now, he's averaging 26.9 points per game and is second in the league with 10.8 assists per game. So just really hate it for the Hawks and Trae Young because, again, as soon as it seems like they were getting a little bit of a rhythm, as soon as it seemed like they were getting a little bit of momentum, Trae Young goes down, gets a concussion. And again, this is where DeJounte Murray has to step up. Obviously, he stepped up against Miami, and now we don't know how long Trae's going to be out with that concussion. Hopefully, it's not too long, but concussions can sometimes be tricky, and hopefully DeJounte can step up in the absence of Trae Young. They do take on the Sacramento Kings tonight with some late night Hawks basketball action on NBA TV. You can hear that game, though, as you can hear every single Atlanta Hawks game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Our coverage starts at 9:30 with the pregame with Mike Conti, and then tip with Steve Holman going to start at 10 p.m. So not even going front. Probably not going to be up for this Hawks game tonight. We'll see. But, you know, I got an early bedtime so I can talk to you all and have plenty of energy in the morning. But we'll see. I might catch the first quarter. We'll see. Anywho, they're on their West Coast swing starting tonight. They got the Kings, obviously, tonight. They got Golden State on Wednesday. Then they got the Mavs on Friday before they return home and take on the Raptors on Sunday. So we'll see how the Hawks fare, but again, still no breaks throughout the rest of this month of January. Now they're going to have to find a way to win some very important games without Trae Young here as they come down the stretch of the month of January, because again, got the Kings. They're a pretty good ball club. I'll give you their record here in just a second, but you got the Kings. You got Golden State. Obviously, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. I mean, that's still a solid squad, even though they have not been that great this year. Then you take on the Mavericks, who have been really solid this year as well. The Kings, going back to them tonight, they're 23-18. The Warriors, 18-22. So, again, they've been struggling a little bit. Hopefully, you can beat up on a struggling Warriors team. The Mavericks, though, 24-18. They're solid. Raptors, 16-27. You want to win that game. Keep the Raptors below you in the East. Right now, the Hawks are 10th in the East, but I believe the Raptors are right below them in the standings. Actually, it's Brooklyn, then Toronto. Brooklyn is in 11th with 17 wins. They're 17-25. Toronto's 18-27. And then to close out the month again, you have the Lakers, who are 22-22. So no real breaks. The Raptors, you struggle with the Raptors a little bit. I think you've split the season series so far, so no guarantees there. But if you can find a way to win at least what we have, 5 games left in the month, give me 3 out of 5. Give me 3 out of 5, and I think that'll be all right. That at least keeps you somewhat afloat as far as your standing in the East and your journey to at least get back to 500. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to do, but they're going to have to at least play maybe a couple of games, 3 games without Trae Young. We shall see. But hopefully he gets better, but definitely don't want to play with concussions. Don't want to have to bring him back too early. So DeJounte, I know they've been talking about trading you, my boy, but we're going to need you to step up as long as you're here. Now, I do want to have the discussion at some point this week, and maybe it'll actually happen as we get closer to the NBA trade deadline. But should the Hawks trade DeJounte? To me, it all depends on what you get back for him, because I need a good bit back for him if we're going to trade him. But I can't say I'm against trading him either, because we tried it. I'm just not sure it works. Like, them on the court together just doesn't work, and that's the most important thing. Like, when they're – it's great to have DeJounte as kind of like your de facto backup point guard, but when they're on the court together, it doesn't mesh as well as it should. So, but that's a – different discussion for a little bit of a different day at some point down the road here. But one discussion we do need to have, we need to have a discussion with the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we got to see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the Morning Shift. We will do that next and wrap up a Monday edition of the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.